You're listening to the Wildcats Sports Report pregame podcast. It's the Arizona Wildcats venturing to USC to take on the Trojans in a Thursday night contest. Lot to talk about in this one. The 3-2 Trojans obviously letting go of Lane Kiffin after their last game. Arizona coming off their first loss of the season. First, just a little bit of business to take care of. As many of you know, I used to co-host the pre- and post-game show on 1290 until this year when they made the change. That's one reason you're listening to this podcast now. Also threw my hat in the ring for another opening locally in town that didn't go my way. So one thing that may happen in the upcoming weeks is an expansion of the podcast to more than just a pre- and post-game podcast. Obviously, with basketball season around the corner, that was going to happen anyways, but exploring the options of maybe doing this as a 2-3, maybe even 4 times a week type thing, with the pre- and post-game podcast, in addition to a couple Wildcat-heavy, but may not be 100% Wildcat podcast, but mostly Wildcats. So something to look into. I would love your feedback on things like that. You can always catch me on Twitter, at WSRBrad, or shoot me an email at bradallis@msn.com. Obviously, the big news, Lane Kiffin, no longer the coach of USC, was let go sometime in the middle of the night following their stunning loss to ASU. Not stunning that they lost, but stunning in that they gave up 60-some-odd points in that one to an ASU team that certainly has a good offense, but just exploded on them, and really, ASU took control of that game in the second half, and it wasn't as close as the score indicated. Kiffin was a curious hire from the beginning, in my opinion. I said when he, after his first year, that I didn't know if he could coach. Two big questions on one of those old USC teams was, can Kiffin coach and can Barkley play? And Barkley then turned around and had a great season. His junior year wasn't quite as good as senior year, but Kiffin just proved to be a bad fit. And again, I don't know if the guy's head coach material. He flamed out with the Raiders. He didn't have enough time to prove anything in Knoxville, although a 500 season with the talent he had on hand wasn't too bad. And then, of course, what he did at USC, which I don't think you could call necessarily a disaster, but you know, with the scholarship limitations, with the probation, he had an uphill climb. But his USC team just lacked, it seemed to me, the organization that the Pete Carroll teams had, and obviously the fire. Pete Carroll teams always seem to be better when their backs were against the wall, and the Kiffin teams, once you know BCS games seemed distant or remote or even out of reach, just seemed to mail it in, and nothing to really sum that up as the interesting, to say the least, bowl game experience last year in El Paso. For the Arizona fans, the dismissal of Kiffin to me comes at the absolute worst time. Usually when you do a coaching change like this, one of three things can happen, and two are positive. One is the team rallies around the new coach. They're happy to be clear of those distractions and maybe of the thing that happened there. You certainly saw that with Arizona when they let go Mike Stoops mid-year a couple years ago, and they rallied around Tim Kish, winning a very similar weeknight game against a pretty good UCLA team. Can they rally around Ogeron, a very popular coach, a very accomplished coach, maybe didn't have the greatest win-loss record at Ole Miss, but was certainly a heck of a recruiter and a guy who brought in a lot of the talent here. The other thing they can do is they can get angry. They can miss their coach. They can feel he got a raw deal, and they can rally around his memory. They can put the chip on their shoulder, which is something USC doesn't normally do. USC usually is the bully on the block, and with all the 4 and 5 stars, that's the attitude they've had the past few years. But they can suddenly get that chip on their shoulder, that us against the world mentality. You know, we'll show everyone. We'll show the haters. We'll show our fans. We'll show AD Hayden that we can play ball, and that this, you know, there may have been some problems, but it really wasn't us. Or they can just not care. They can be defeated. They can kind of just limp to the finish. And I think you saw that again at Arizona when John Makovic was let go, actually after one of his best games. It was an overtime loss to TCU. And the Arizona team didn't necessarily rally. They still limped to the finish. They had a couple wins there. But for the most part, we're just kind of a defeated, beaten program. my guess is that USC will not be defeated, will rally, and will play some motivated football. I probably would have picked Arizona to go in and beat the Lane Kiffin team, especially after the being only 3-2. I think they would have been very close to mailing it in. Now I think this is decisively in USC's advantage. I think it should be a good game, but I think the coaching change at the time it happened, with a week off to get acclimated to any changes I can't say the new staff, but the new hierarchy wants to put in. And I think you'll see some wrinkles on offense and defense. I think Arizona will have more trouble preparing. And I think this move does benefit a USC team that, again, is loaded with talent. Now, they have some big flaws. USC fans know that. I'm not saying anything that would anger them. This is a team with inconsistent quarterback play. This is a team that should have a better offensive line than they do. And they have a team that the defense, one minute, can look like the best defense in the world. They had some tremendous games this year, you know, really limiting a pretty decent Washington State offense, even though they lost that game. You can't pin that one on the defense. Limiting a pretty good Utah State defense, and then, you know, kind of manhandling an overmatched Boston College team. But it's also a team that has, you know, gave up some points to Hawaii, and I know it was only 13, but really didn't exert their dominance till later. And then, of course, the 62 points to Arizona State. Again, you might believe that's just a bad matchup. Taylor Kelly gets hot. ASU's motivated. But overall, I would expect the USC defense to more resemble the one that didn't give up more than 14 points in their first four games and the one that gave up 62 points. But there is some room for Arizona to do well. But, of course, the monkey in the room with the Wildcats is B.J. Dinker and his struggles in the passing game, especially against the Washington Huskies last week. And in many ways, these two teams are going to mirror each other a little bit. Better running teams than they are passing teams, although I think Arizona fans would chomp at the bit for Cody Kessler's 63.5% completion percentage and 142 rating, even though his 6 touchdowns and 4 interceptions is not the greatest number. Right now, he appears to just be a slightly better passer than Arizona's B.J. Dinker. That's just part one of the podcast. We're going to come back, break down USC a little bit more, take a longer look at Arizona, and debut a new feature that we're going to be doing in the podcast. You're listening to part one of the Wildcat Sports Report pregame podcast. More after this on WildcatSportsReport.com.